Each month, we catch up with British Blind Sport. We look at some of the events and some of the projects undertaken by the organisation, which is there to encourage more blind and partially sighted people to get involved in sport. And it also works hard to make sporting opportunities accessible. Well, this month, I'm joined by Elena McGregor, the Chief Executive, not to talk about, well, I suppose events in a little way, but this is more about a lottery birthday. The 25th anniversary is coming up, I can't believe it, and British Blind Sport are in the final and could receive a hefty check, but they need your help. Elena, quite an exciting time then that you've made it through to the final round.
It is. Thank you, Alan. Yeah, we have overcome stiff competition actually from over 700 funded projects and different programmes to reach the final 10. So for such a small organisation as ourselves, this is massive. I mean, even just to get to the 10 is massive. And you just mentioned there a hefty cheque. The winning project will actually win £10,000, which would go such a long way for this organisation. But just raising the awareness of visual impairment and sport would help too, because there's still a lot of people out there who have very little information about what sporting opportunities there are for people living with sight loss and what the difference it can really make to participate.
That's everyone though, isn't it, Elena? That's visually impaired and sighted people who probably think all these sports out there, I can't really participate in those, or someone with a visual impairment, you know, can't do those sports. But more and more now, these sports and activities are more accessible, but that's sometimes down to the providers of these sports understanding sight loss better.
I think it's down to the providers. I think it's down to the perception both of the provider thinking, how do I adapt this? Am I able to adapt this? I can't adapt this. And, you know, British Blind Sport play a role in showing, actually, yes, you can, and it's not so hard. But also the perception sometimes, not always, but of a visually impaired person saying, I can't do this. And sadly, that's often come from when they're at school, where people have said, you can't do this. So we're trying to show people that, yes, you can. You don't have to be a Paralympian to participate in something that you enjoy, make friends, and have a social life for. We're not expecting you to become the world's greatest athlete. We just want you to go out and have fun. So it's about changing perceptions across the board, really.
And that's having fun bit. You know, there are some serious sides to that, because it can improve people's confidence, their independent skills, their mobility. There's so much more that can come from it rather than just the health benefits.
Absolutely, Alan. I've been running this organisation now for over 8 years, and people think, because I'm in sport, and sport often has people who've been sports people interested in sport. I've had staff members who've played for their own country. They're sports mad. And ironically, I'm not. I'm this one who walks her dog, and that's it. But the key for me, and this is the absolute key, is sport is the springboard for change. It will make you more sociable. It can develop your confidence. It can grow your physical and mental well-being and provide so many benefits there. It can help spatial awareness. This is so important for somebody living with a visual impairment. So, you know, sport is a wonderful thing. I don't play sport, but I love to watch it. But actually, sport is for everybody. And if you can make change in your life to become a bit more active, you will see a host of benefits.
So you've made it through to the final round of the lottery event. How did you get there in the end? What was the project that got you to this point?
Well, it's a project that's very close to my heart, actually, Alan, and that's why I'm glad that you've invited us for an interview. It's called See My Voice. And the history behind See My Voice is that I went to one of our swimming galas. BBS holds the National Swimming Gala for young people every year. And about 4 years ago, I was talking to a young boy who was losing his sight. And I go along as CEO, and I do help out where I'm needed. But the team here does such a brilliant job that I actually try when I can to spend time talking to the young people and the parents. And I said to this young man, tell me what's the hardest thing about losing your vision? And he said to me, people just talk around me. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, when I go to a doctor's appointment or at school, because they're now like adapting my, you know, my lessons, etc. He said, they talk to my parents. And I said, I don't really understand. And he said, just because I can't see doesn't mean I can't hear. So we'd had a really successful event that day, but I drove home really despondent, because although it'd been a success on paper, I was thinking, where are these kids being heard? Why can't we see their voice? And that's where the idea came from. And the idea is that we help young visually impaired people find their voice. We put them on a bespoke leadership training course. We put them into volunteering opportunities in the sporting sector. It could be a local sports club. We've got one volunteer at Laws Cricket Ground. It's a vast array of opportunities for these young people to enable them to find their voice and to be able to say, I can make a difference, and actually I'm a valuable person. And we've had such success with it. I can't tell you. We've had, like I just mentioned, we've got a young volunteer down at Lord's Cricket Ground. She is the first volunteer that they've ever had there who is visually impaired. She's the first volunteer there that they've had under the age of 18. Now, this isn't just about developing the young person and helping them grow. It's also showing the sports sector that these young people have value, because Lord's Cricket Ground have now said we potentially will have more visually impaired volunteers in the future. We can adapt our volunteering programs. We've got a young girl, another girl, who washes the kit for her local sports club. She didn't see that as volunteering. And we're like, actually, you're making a difference. And now she's extended that role to help the club, and the club really value her. The young boy that I mentioned a few moments ago that really sort of triggered this for me, ironically, he is now on the program because he's in the right age group for it. And he is now on the swimming panel for British Swimming, the youth panel, to be able to engage more people to understand how to make swimming more accessible for disabled people. This project is life-changing, but in so many ways, and I couldn't be more proud of the young people and the staff that deliver it on behalf of BBS.
It's done so much, and it's huge. Helped you get through to the final as well, and you really have a platform then. You'll be on TV to show what the project does?
Well, we hope so. And I know that there's charities much bigger than us that may have other programs out there. And so I am urging anybody who listens to this interview to vote for British Blind Sport, because actually we might be up against the big boys in the charities, as I call them. So if we can do anything to raise the profile of this amazing work, then actually that will open the doors for more of our young volunteers, our young leaders, because we may have people saying, well, actually, they can come and work at my club, or actually, they can come and sit on my youth panel. So those things are really important to us. But I would urge over and over again, please stop, take 2 seconds to vote. And we are a small organisation, but we are making a massive difference.
So how do people vote, Elena? And is there a deadline?
Yes, the voting window is open for 4 weeks, from the 24th of July to the 21st of August, and the project with the most votes will receive the £10,000 in project funding and be featured on BBC One, which that's what I'm really keen for us to be able to have, because I think that'll open the doors for a lot of our young people. You can vote by tweeting the hashtag, which is hashtag NLA, See My Voice, which stands for National Lottery Awards, See My Voice, or by clicking a unique voting link, which we will have on our social media, on our Facebook, our Twitter, and our Instagram. So, you know, just at British Blind Sport and you will find us.
Elena, we will do our best to get the message out there and get those votes flooding in. But if people would like to learn more about the organisation itself, perhaps See My Voice or some of the other events, what's the best way to do that?
We're always at the other end of the phone, Monday to Friday. It's 01926 424247, and a member of the team will help you. Or just go onto our website, which is www.britishblindsport.org.uk, and you can see what programmes and services we offer.
Elena, fingers crossed, and thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. I say my goodbye. Don't forget the hashtag NLA, See My Voice.